Hello everyone, I just quickly want to share this with you and I think it's going to do you a whole lot of good, and that is the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, as Jesus is the reason, for this season, we must all understand, we need to understand that the purpose of the birth of Jesus Christ is for the salvation of our souls. So, eating of chicken, celebration, all, etc. today, doing all those things will not be completed without you giving your life to Christ. Now, giving your life to Christ is very, very important, because that is the reason why God, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." The Bible also, made us know in the book of John, chapter 1, I think verse 11 says, "For as many that accept Christ as their Lord, they have the right to become sons of God." Now, as men that accept Christ Jesus, they have the right to become sons of God. So I'm calling you all to become sons of God today. Just don't eat the chicken. Just don't enjoy the chicken without giving your life to Christ today. Now, it's very straightforward. I just want you to say this after me. "Lord Jesus, thank you for dying to save my soul. Thank you for delivering me from the gate of hell. Today, I want to accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. Right now, you can declare, 'Jesus is Lord over my life.'" You can say that again, "Jesus is Lord over my life." Let me quickly pray for you. Father, we thank you for all the listeners right now, maker of heaven and the heart, as they have declared to accept Jesus as their Lord. Maker of heaven and the earth, accept them, O Lord, and write their names in the book of life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, from this day on, as many that have declared that they are giving their life to Christ right now, O Maker of heaven and the earth, start working with them, O Lord, in every aspect of their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Glory, 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 glory be to God in the highest. Everlasting Father, we thank you for giving us Christ Jesus. We exalt you. Thank you for Christmas. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hello, everyone. I just quickly want to share this with you about the blessings of God. The blessings of God. Now, when it comes to blessings of God, the Bible says it's the blessings of God that make it rich. It's the blessings of God that make it rich and added no sorrow. Now, let's look at it from this perspective. Proverbs 10:22 says it's the blessings of God that make it rich and added no sorrow. Now, when you are looking at generally perspective of giving, when maybe someone give you this, maybe someone give you that, and you feel that is a person, naturally people don't like releasing their substance. Personally, people don't like to, a lot of people, if you look at the percentage of the world, 95% don't find it easy to release what they have labored for, because the labor is not easy. And that is why when you labor and you have something with you, you intend to use whatsoever you have for something, for a purpose. So people work for a purpose. So releasing out of their labor is something that is very difficult. So that is why this message is very, very important. So when people bless you, when people release something to you, don't think that it was their intention. Don't think that they actually desire to give you. It's actually God that puts you in their heart. It's only God that can put you in the heart of a man to release blessings unto you. And the purpose of this message is for you to know that it's only God that can bless you. It's only the blessings of God that can make you. It's only the blessings of God that can transform your life. It's only the blessings of God that can bring you from where you are right now to where you dream to be in life.
And that is why you need to stop focusing on men. Stop focusing on what your brother can give you. Stop focusing on what your sister can give you. Stop focusing on what your friends can give you. Stop focusing on what your uncle can give you. Stop focusing on what your aunts can give you. No, stop focusing on what your boss or your mentor or your pastor or whosoever is close to you can do in your life. It's only God that can do the unimaginable. It is, you know, it's only God that can do beyond what you can think of. You know, the Bible makes us to realize in the book of John 14:14, he said, ask. Oh, karabalaboko shantaya. He said, ask korabayako shantaya for anything in my name, and I will do it. So I think you should focus on God from this moment on. You know, when you someone just give you something, of course you should be grateful. I'm not ministering to say we should not be grateful when God used people to bless us. Let us be grateful. I've lost count of when my own blood brother would just send something to me. You know, even once I open my mouth, before I know it, it's always been there for me. So my heart, even before saying thank you to him, my heart is always thanking him. So I'm not saying that we should not be grateful. We should be grateful to people that God is using to bless our life. But what I'm saying today is that you focus too much on people. You focus too much on flesh, and that is why you are not getting it all. If you can focus on God this moment, this season, 2022 is a season of supernatural blessings. I mean, blessings beyond whatsoever you can ever imagine. And that is why you need to focus on God. Focus on the maker of heavens and the earth. Focus on the King of the Kings. You want to feast among the King? Focus on the King of the Kings. Rako shata hili bako soto bahinda ya bakaya borakaya bo shantaya. Thank you, Jesus. So what I'm saying is, when you have any situation, focus on God. Focus on God. Let God be God in your life. Stop focusing on people. Stop thinking of, I'm going to call this, I'm going to call that. Stop calling people to help you. Stop making calls. Stop it. Just focus on God. Focus on God. Focus on God. Stop, you know, looking for the next person that is going to help you. Stop begging. It is more profitable to give than to receive. Even the little that you have, be a giver and focus on God. God is a giver. The Bible says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. Now, what I'm relating that with you is that you are the light of the world. So you are the light. You're supposed to shine forth. Shine forth anywhere you go. Shine forth anywhere you go. Roll with God. Partner with God. And stop being a beggar. Stop looking up to people. Look up to God, the altar and finisher of our faith. And I will round up by, you know, quoting this scripture. The Bible says, for as many that accept Christ, they have the right to become the sons of God, the son of the maker of heavens and the earth. Everything that is on earth belongs to God. In heaven, on earth, you are the son of the maker of the universe. So you should not be a beggar. You should not be looking for the next person to call to solve your problem. The maker of heaven and the earth, the I am that I am, can solve all of your problems. The Bible